Welcome to The Expert Vet. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Donna Spector in Chicago, who is The Expert Vet. She's a board-certified veterinary internist here to help explain medical conditions in dogs and cats. If you'd like to hear more episodes of this show or any of the Pet Talk radio shows I co-host with experts, please go to RadioPetLady.com and visit the podcast libraries. The Expert Vet is a production of Pet Media, Inc. and Dr. Donna Spector, which are solely responsible for its content. I also produce the Dog Film Festival, which celebrates the love between dogs and their people and the rescue groups that bring them together. Sponsored by a grant from the Petco Foundation, the festival is traveling across the country. You can find more information on the website, dogfilmfestival.com. This show is brought to you with the generous support of Halo, holistic, natural dog and cat foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. And their new grain-free recipes like Vigor give you even more healthy choices for your pet's dinner, while Daily Greens brings vitamins and digestive enzymes into your dog's diet. Halo is a private company partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they emphasize giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com for pets awaiting their forever homes. Dr. Donna, how often do people come to you saying, my dog is scratching all over and it's losing hair and the skin looks yucky, and some other vet has said to them, oh, use a fabulous aloe oatmeal shampoo and change their diet?
Commonly. Can I say daily?
Yes, you can say that. And I recently did a blog about a Yorkie. Gloria wrote in about a Yorkie that was scratching and hair loss and flaking, and her holistic vet had said, change this food and feed coconut oil and use a bath. And I'm like, no, Dr. Donna needs to get to the bottom of the problem. So How do you handle this when you get the daily, the laundry list of skin problems?
Right. And so, you know, we start with what are our most common skin problems, if you will. I mean, obviously, dogs get a ton of allergies. And we know the allergy list. You know, we have flea allergy and environmental allergies, which is called atopy, and food allergies and contact allergy. You know, there's tons and tons of things to be allergic to. You know, but one of the problems is there is some sort of underlying root problem. And then what happens is these dogs get secondary infections. So because they have an allergy of some sort, the skin is compromised. And so then it picks up bacterial infections and yeast infections, and many times that's what the vets are treating. They go in, you get your antibiotic, you get your tapering dose of steroids, you feel great for like those few weeks, and then lo and behold, the problem is back because no one has really gone deeper and said, okay, what is the real problem that we're dealing with here? And shampoos can be helpful. A lot of things can be helpful, but I know you've heard me say it before. The most important thing that I do is sit in a room with a client for about an hour, and I get as much history as possible, because a thorough patient history with the physical exam is the best way to narrow down the list of differentials of what's going on with this skin. And that includes things like, when did the skin problem start? Is it a young dog? Is it an old dog? Where is the skin problem? Does he itch on the top half of the body or the bottom half of the body? Does he itch at the back end of the body or the front part of the body? Does he itch in the armpits? Does he itch I mean, and those seem so simple, but those are like huge clues as to what's going on. Also, the environment you live in. Do you travel? Do you go to Arizona? Do you have, an oak grove in your front yard?
Right.
Do you have pine trees? Or is this like an indoor dog that lives with a HEPA filter that has zero exposure to the outside? You know, it's just history is so important. And I will be the first to admit, you know, veterinarians, most people come in and they've got either a 15 or a 30-minute appointment, you know, to like, and my dog is scratching, and all they want to do is fix the scratch. But it's like this kind of history takes a really long time. And I have the leisure of my appointments tend to be much longer that I can get that kind of history. So that's where I start always with a skin disease dog is history, history, history. And that often is stressful for a client, a pet owner, because they sometimes don't know. They haven't paid that much attention. So I give them sort of a laundry list of these are the things we need to start paying attention to. And then based on my physical exam, I mean, usually if there's a hot spot at the tail head and you see flea dirt, you know, well, that's pretty obvious versus if we've got itchy armpits brown staining between all the feet, you know, all these things, we're thinking, okay, this is more typically going to be like the inhaled environmental allergies. And I look at these dogs for evidence of infection on their skin. Do they have yeast infections, bacterial infections? Because, again, those are not the cause of the problem, but if we don't treat them, these dogs are going to stay itchy and they're going to stay miserable. So I am always treating those secondary infections first. I usually, again, if it's also an older dog, or a little bit older, I definitely recommend testing for endocrine diseases, things like hypothyroidism, Cushing's disease, looking to see if there are any things, anything going on the blood work that would suggest there is a metabolic or an endocrine problem, depending on, again, the dog's lifestyle. And if they're intensely itchy, I often, you know, make sure they're up to date on flea medication. You know, and they're like, oh, I've never seen a flea in my life. Well, if you have a flea allergic dog, one flea gets on your dog, bites your dog, jumps off, itchy for 14 days.
One flea that no one ever saw.
Right. And so, you know, especially if I'm dealing with a young dog with itch, I mean, I am for sure treating them for the possibility of scabies, potentially Demodex, flea, you know, because that's part of a good, like, allergy kind of program, is that everybody's on good flea control, so that we can take that off our list of possibilities. But essentially, if, you know, I'm treating a skin infection, blood work looks pretty normal, we've scraped the skin, there's no evidence of mites, and we've treated with flea product, you know, just to cover all our bases. And if all that workup is negative, you know, there's nothing going on so far, that's when I start to consider ATOPY, which is environmental allergies.
And that's something which luckily there is testing for. Let's take our first quick break and come back and talk about the various ways that allergies can be tested, because I've found not enough people know about Spot Platinum Test, which is one of our sponsors, and we talk about it not because it's our sponsor. It's our sponsor because it really is the gold standard for testing. So we'll be right back and discuss some more how to test. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made with only whole meats, never any rendered meat meals like chicken meal or byproduct meal. Dogs love meat, and cats are obligate carnivores. So optimum nutrition starts with meat that their bodies can best utilize. With responsibly sourced ingredients slow-cooked in small batches, independent tests have shown Halo foods are highly digestible so your pet's bodies can absorb the nutrients. When you feed your pet Halo food, at the same time you'll be nourishing less fortunate shelter pets, because for every purchase you make, Halo gives a bowl of food to shelters. Support for this show also comes from VaxaCheck, a simple test done right in your vet's office to discover whether your dog or puppy is protected from the deadly core diseases or needs revaccination. If you are among the people concerned about over-vaccinating your pet, whether young or old, VaxaCheck can help you and your veterinarian make the best decision about vaccinating in your individual situation. Shelters can use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones and avoid unnecessarily over-vaccinating dogs. VaxaCheck for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxaCheck for cats is coming soon. We're back. Dr. Donna, if you want to test for allergies, what you're saying is first, let's remove all other, first of all, get the animal as comfortable as possible with medications, and then remove the possibility that it's some organic problem inside the body and how it's functioning. Now you want to test for allergies. With humans, as we know, skin testing is done by allergy doctors where they prick the skin and you look for reactions within 10 or 15 minutes. I'm sure your kids have had it, you know, because nowadays kids do, and I've had it. But, and I, as I understand it, for humans, blood testing, like drawing blood and testing, it is not considered the best way. But for dogs and cats, tell about what you find to be the best.
Well, in honesty, we still consider the gold standard skin testing, the patch testing on the skin.
Right.
But veterinary dermatologists do that, which are few and far between. And as you can imagine, it's very, very pricey. A dog has to be sedated to do it. It's, you know, it's a high price ticket item.
But and you can only test for, at least with humans, 10, maybe 12 items, right?
Yeah, and we do patch testing of probably up to like 20 allergens. But it's, you know, and you're also, if you're a Yorkie, you cannot test as many as if you're a Great Dane.
Because there's not as much skin.
There's just not as much skin. And so, you know, But when we talk about for diagnosis of and seeing a true reaction and getting a gold standard diagnosis, I mean, that is still the fact of the matter is that is where it is. But we honestly just don't do as much of that. And so we do rely on the blood testing. And again, as you've heard me say, like, you have to always interpret blood tests as also an environment that a pet lives in or has visited, and making sure you're testing at the right time of year. You know, we test right at the end of like the worst allergy season, just because all the levels of antibodies will be really high, as opposed to like testing in the middle of the winter if a dog has a summer allergy.
Right.
So, you know, you have to do it in the right manner. And the Spot Platinum test, you know, has also, regions, you know, like if I live in the East Coast versus the West Coast versus the Midwest, like you want to be common sense and like test for the allergens that are actually in your environment. And so, you know, we do use that blood testing and we do find it correlates well and, you know, at a less cost, and it's a blood draw as opposed to like the whole, you know, visit to the veterinary dermatologist. And, you know, we just have to always interpret results in a logical manner to say, okay, wow, this dog is allergic to, you know, XYZ grass. Wow, that's what they have on their lawn. Okay, that makes sense. Versus like, well, when would this dog ever have come into contact with something like that? So, you know, we always make sure we're looking at it logically.
And when you talked about seeing where on the dog you're seeing the redness or the itching or the scratching or the hives or the hair loss,
yeah.
When you said armpits and groin and belly, mm-hmm. would that have more to do with contact with grasses and so forth outdoors?
No, I mean, contact spots are the ventrum, you know, the belly, et cetera. But dogs that have atopy, they often are itchy in armpits and between the toes and salivary staining.
I see.
That is very common, yeah.
Not because that's where they were touched, but
no,
that's where it shows
it's
up.
That's where it shows up.
What about along the back? This Yorkie and also my friend's Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Jackson, who has now up to 75% of his hair has mm-hmm. fallen out. The dog itches and scratches. He sleeps with this gentleman, and neither of them can even sleep much.
Right.
And so there's something pretty serious going on
mm-hmm.
in terms of this same issue with Spunky the Yorkie, of the
right.
scratching, the hair loss, the bad-looking skin, and, of course, the secondary problems about
right.
that. What does that tell you?
Well, and that's what happens is when you get a dog that's so far advanced into their problem, it's hard because – you know, a lot of times if the owner can go back and remember, oh, yeah, it did start seasonally. You know, it started and it was, you know, we had minor allergies for like the last 3 or 4 years that he would get a little itchy in the spring. But pretty soon it becomes non-seasonal and then it doesn't have the typical distribution. They become itchy everywhere. And
yes.
it loses its classic patterns when it's gone on a long time. And the whole body becomes affected, and it can be more difficult if the owner doesn't really recall the historical elements.
And doesn't stop to realize that it becomes a whole system that's
right.
on tilt.
Yeah,
really.
And a lot of times, you know, again, just use Spunky as an example. You know, this dog maybe for the past 3 or 4 years has been a little itchy in the springtime, and they go to the vet, and the vet's like, oh, he has a little low-grade skin infection. He gets a course of antibiotics, a little tapering dose, starts, and he's fine. That spring goes by, and he's totally fine. Well, the next year, maybe it's a little bit worse, but still, you know, not too bad. And a lot of times in the history, these dogs have gone through that multiple years in a row, and then they get, you know, to me or to the dermatologist, and they're just crazy, full-blown attack, and the skin is affected everywhere, and it's no longer seasonal. They itch year-round. And again, it's a lot of times you go back and get those history clues.
All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, I want to talk about the thyroid relationship to these
mm-hmm.
skin problems. And even if a thyroid blood test comes back, it's not dramatically off. The whole concept that you've been trying to tell people all this time of the trending
mm-hmm.
and seeing if they have blood results on that dog over a longer period of time to see if there might
mm-hmm.
be a change. We'll be right back. This show is made possible in part by Precious Cat Litter, owned by Dr. Elsie, who has his own cats-only clinic in Colorado. He has devoted his life to inventing innovative litters for the health of all members of the family, and now has broken new ground by creating a healthy, dry, and canned food for kitties called Clean Protein. Clean Protein was inspired by the protein levels found in a cat's natural prey, and 90% of the protein in the Clean Protein kibble and cans is animal-based. Not the plant-based ingredients in traditional dry cat food like grains, potato, vegetables, and fruits, that are high in oxalate and lead to rapid metabolization, which actually increases your cat's hunger. The primary ingredients in Dr. Elsie's Clean Protein are the highest biological value proteins available, and the result is that your cat's appetite is satisfied longer without compromising her health. If you want to feed dry food to your cat, even as part of her diet, make the healthier choice. The proof is in the protein, Clean Protein. This show is also brought to you by Best Pet RX, a unique compounding pharmacy for pets in New York City. They can turn any medication for dogs and cats into a custom-flavored oral paste, chewable tablet, or a liquid that your pet will actually like. And Best Pet RX will keep trying formulations at no extra charge and offers same-day delivery in New York City and overnight delivery anywhere else so that your pet can happily take the medicine she needs to get well and stay well. Dr. Donna, before you go to skin allergy testing with Spot Platinum, because most people are not going to put their dog to sleep and do that blood testing, which skin testing, which the patch test, which has to be done by a veterinary dermatologist, who usually it's a 6 or 8 month wait to get an appointment if you even have one anywhere nearby. But do you pay particular attention to the thyroid levels or not?
Absolutely, and thyroid disease again. Every disease has a classic appearance. So dogs with true hypothyroidism, they tend to be on the course of gaining weight. They are getting heavy. They get like hair loss in a certain pattern. They end up with like a little rat tail. You know, there's all sorts of classic like hypothyroid sort of changes. And it also isn't a young dog disease. It tends to be a middle-aged to older dog disease. If you do your basic blood work, these dogs often have high blood cholesterol. They often trend toward a mild anemia. And then when you check their thyroid hormones, they will be low. And so, you know, again, lots and lots of dogs with skin disease out there that are not hypothyroid. But we pick up on the clues and say, okay, this pattern could fit. The blood work is supportive with a high cholesterol and trending, you know, this dog used to have a red blood cell count of 48, and now it's
right.
40, and then it's 36. And, you know, following trends like that are important, especially when you're trying to flesh out what could be going on in a dog like that.
And so at that point, you treat the hypothyroidism with
thyroid supplement.
Thyroid
and the reason
medication.
That, you know, those dogs end up manifesting as skin disease, again, thyroid hormones drive everything, and health of the skin, integrity of the skin is what happens, and then they get secondary bacterial infections called pyoderma on top of their thyroid issue. You usually have to treat with some antibiotics and, you know, the fish oils and various things to help improve the skin integrity. And then it can take several months of thyroid supplement, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, this dog is growing its hair back and things are getting better.
Well, I which is really a relief, and I've gotten the same relief with the Spot Platinum Oral Serum, mm-hmm. by the way. Both of my dogs were itchy, scratchy dogs, like scratch, scratch, itch, itch. They both use, you know, Vectra on a schedule against fleas and ticks and other bugs that might come and bite you, like skeeters mm-hmm. and stuff. So I knew it wasn't that. And I thought, I couldn't believe that dogs could really be allergic to grass and trees, but mm-hmm. they were. And they were even showed allergies to some food items mm-hmm. in their both of their cases, peas. Mm-hmm. So I had to look for that ingredient in their dog foods because a lot of high-end quality dog foods use peas, pea protein, pea mm-hmm. fiber. There are lots of peas taking the place of what is viewed negatively as corn. So I start to give them these little squirts in their mouth. And I did it for a year and then thought, well, they don't seem to be scratching anymore. And I stopped mm-hmm. doing it. And they were, their body's immune system was changed. That is mm-hmm. sort of like allergy shots mm-hmm. for humans that change the body's reaction. So it's not like a lifetime where you have to give these squirts in the mouth. If it's going to be effective, it takes time. But when it's done, it's done. Is
well,
that right?
And not for everybody. There often some dogs will have to be
I
on
see.
A maintenance schedule to keep that autoimmunity sort of controlled. More commonly than not would be some sort of maintenance schedule as opposed to being able to stop completely. But, you know, obviously every dog is a little different.
I should probably go to the maintenance schedule because I've gotten kind of blasé
right.
and thought, oh, they're all better. But now I wouldn't like to backslide right. into itchy, scratchy
right.
and have to work my way all the way
right.
up again.
And, you know, and so that's, you know, using the Spot Platinum testing, what happens if you get allergens – you know, that positive allergy testing, and you combine it and you logically look at it with the environment, what the dog has exposure to, that's what they offer, treatment plans with up to 20 allergens in a single treatment set that you can either give injectably or orally, like the oral liquid drops or injections of allergens. And so, you know, that's the beauty of that. It all comes in a nice little booklet and a little, you know, little bottle that you give. So it is very handy. You know, and I just want to put a shout out because I know you said that you also did some food allergy testing. And food allergy testing,
yes,
is way different than environmental
That's
allergy
right.
testing.
I know.
And, you know, so I still want the gold standard for sure, and what I recommend always is a hypoallergenic diet trial for the definitive rule.
Yes.
And these are for dogs that their signs are non-seasonal, and they've been non-seasonal from the get-go. Food allergy doesn't get worse in the spring, in the winter, in the fall.
Right.
I mean, food allergy starts as, and it usually has a component of skin as well as gastrointestinal. So these dogs commonly have some diarrhea or gas or bloating in addition to the itchy, scratchy skin and the hair loss. Not always, but that's a pretty common. And it starts from the get-go, never seasonal. You know, and that those are the clues that, okay, this we should probably start with a food allergy, you know, a hypoallergenic diet trial. Now, having said that, there is blood testing for food allergy, and it's got a place, but it's not considered gold standard by any means. And, you know, the very best way is still to do that diet trial. But you can kind of pick and
right.
choose diets that might work best for your dog using those blood tests. But I just don't want to lead people astray that, you know.
Good point. In my case, I went with the oral serum, and then because they both had this reaction to
right.
peas, I thought, well, it's easy enough to
Without
find
it.
Foods or
right.
make foods. Or
Exactly.
If, you know, and I understand that it may have really not very much right. to do with the fact that they were itchy,
right.
scratchy.
Right.
But I'm going to go back on the maintenance level for sure. Donna, thank you so much for this, and hoping that Spunky the Yorkie and Jackson the Cabbie will get some good testing and come up with some good solutions, because nobody likes their dog to be that miserable. It actually makes you so unhappy all the time, as it does the dog. Thank
Take
you
care.
So much.